Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, it's a Tuesday. You got to take charge when it comes to taking charge of a Tuesday. You got to call in the big guys. We found them on LinkedIn. It said those seeking to take charge of a Tuesday, get in touch with the following. At the top of the list was Simpiwe Petras, and then number 97, Lesego Mapanga. So we
filtered through all the.
We went from 2 to 96. Unfortunately, they were all occupied or elsewhere in the world. So now here we sit. All right, what's on the agenda?
So we've been talking about relationships, and last week we spoke about why men cheat and women do it better.
And you spoke about this on Unplugged and In Charge. Yeah,
that's what we spoke about. And now we're just shifting the conversation to yourself, because I think I'm at a stage in life where I realize instead of trying to look for the right person in life, why don't I become the right person and be ready for the right kind of girl in my life? So I'm at a stage where I'm really trying to know my worth, develop my worth, and understand and embrace my authenticity. So that's what we're talking about today, knowing your worth and embracing your authenticity. Because it's a rare thing in this world, you know. I think we're in a world that that classifies people based on the way they look, how much money they have, what type of clothing they wear. But the deeper issues of life, who you are and who you are on the inside, is stuff that's really neglected, and that's what shapes a person into who they are. So that's what we're talking about, and then shifting it back into relationships. And Lesego, I know, is going to go into the fact of being single. He's loving the fact that he's single right now.
With liberation.
With Vida and Vida making all kinds of oats with cashew.
You only buy one because you have to buy for another person.
It's a real thing, man. But I think the important thing here is really just taking time out. We spoke about this last week, moving from relationship to relationship and overlapping and all of that. How do you really work on yourself if you're moving from relationship to relationship? This is the time where we really take charge of our lives and get to know who we are and deal with our issues, you know. We can only deal with our issues by entering into them and healing those wounds. On Thursday, we spoke about the fact that, you know, as a soccer player, if you get injured in a match, you don't try and get back into the match immediately. You take time out, you heal, you deal with your injury, and then you go back in the game when you're 100% fit. But when we look at relationships, we go into relationship after relationship, and we take our brokenness with us along the way. So it's time to deal with your brokenness and handle it so that you can mend yourself and get ready for the world out there, for the game. Yeah. Lesego?
Hey, man, he's number 2 on the list. I'm number 6. I was going to be like, yeah.
You're the hot guy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it is. I guess it's an interesting one, though. But we keep coming back to this knowing yourself and knowing your worth and all of that, and not losing yourself in another person or being in a relationship that serves you. It's just so hard to be objective. Like, you know, when you're in it, and it's also, I see so many people in relationships and like it's comfortable and it works. And now they signed a lease agreement that's for 12 months, but now 6 months in, they're like, I don't want to be with you. But then in the back of their minds, they're thinking, well, let me just kind of ride it out.
So, and you then basically trap yourself.
Yeah, yeah, and you, yeah, you do. It's comfort.
Yeah.
It's just comfort. And that's in any sense. It could be that you do a job and you don't like the job, but the job is comfortable. The relationship is comfortable.
Yeah.
It fits. It works. It's something that you know.
Yeah.
And then sort of being objective enough with yourself to rewire that, it takes a lot of, you got to grab your balls and
literally grab your balls and step out there. I think need to get to a stage where we get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Because if we stay comfortable and accept the circumstances of life, you'll always be living the same life. And 20 years from now, you're going to hit your midlife crisis and wonder, what the hell am I doing with my life? I could have done so much more. I could have met so many people. And for lack of better words, you could have found that devastation in your life if you never settled.
Not even half life crisis. There's something called the quarter life crisis.
Yeah.
Millennial crisis. And that's a real thing. So
it's the realest thing, dog.
It's very real. I don't talk about it.
All right.
But just to interject there, I think, all right, you're right. Once you're in the situation, it's very hard to be objective because we are emotional. We have emotions and we get sucked into it. But in the same way, you have agencies that consult your companies, or your consultancies that consult your companies, you need to be able to go consult with somebody else that is objective, a friend, a mate, a family member, or whatever, and really take their introspection into mind. I don't think this is something that one person can do by their own.
Yeah.
It would be very tough too.
And I think we need to talk about these things. We're at a stage where we need to start talking about the things that aren't really spoken about. And these are the certain types of things that you need to bring before the people that are closest to you so that you can mold and develop those solutions, you know?
What's the most brutally honest thing that you've ever heard about yourself from somebody else?
Shucks, now I have to think about this. Yo, Ari, that's...
Cuts like a knife. I'm trying to think because I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to answer the question.
Like, bro, like...
Most brutally honest... Well, I don't know. People tell me all the time stuff about myself. But I actually kind of like the fact that I'm difficult.
Yeah, bro. I've heard that a lot of times. My mom tells me all the time, you're so stubborn. Like, but you know, in the same light, being stubborn and being focused on what you want to be is something that's very important.
It's positive. Yeah. I'm trying to think like the most brutally honest thing that's been difficult for me to... comprehend. I actually don't know.
Because you've been traumatized so much.
No, either that or I've just been really indulged in life. I guess sometimes acting like a child. I don't know. You guys got any sentiments here?
I think for me, when somebody tells me that I'm selfish or something like that. I've heard that a couple of times. And you know, it's a conscious thing where I'm trying to really...
Who's told you that you're selfish?
Bro, the people closest to me. My mom said I'm stubborn. She told me that I'm selfish at the same time. I think she's telling me these things to just make my... to realize that I shouldn't be stuff like that. But that stuff cuts deep, bro. If somebody tells you that you're selfish at that time...
Well, clearly not that deep because have you changed?
Yeah, dog.
Oh, you have?
I've changed.
Oh, hectic.
Yeah. I've changed a lot. Honestly.
So you admit that you were selfish?
Yes, to some degree I was selfish.
See, I'm so worried when people say... even if it's family or whatever and they say stuff about another, because it's like, then if you change, like, should you have changed? Should you not? Do you resent them then? Do you not? Like, it gets murky.
But I think they tell you that stuff because they love you so much and they care. So you
it's coming from a good place.
Yeah.
The Sekho?
I'm still struggling. A lot of people tell me that I'm unapproachable, so maybe nobody wants to
approach
me.
No, but that's just because you don't smile a lot.
This is also true. Jeez, guys, this is so tough. You know, the thing about me, though, is that I take a lot on the chin, so you can see a lot of bad stuff, but I'm like, you know, I absorb it, so I'm not too shocked by it.
What's the most brutally honest thing that you've said to someone then? And it's come from a genuinely good place.
You're just not that great.
Sure.
Or you're not that good at what you think
bug.
You are.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very bad.
But it was for the good, because a lot of times you think you're really good, and then you're almost slack. You're not working as hard.
Oh, so then they picked up their game and they worked a little harder.
Yeah, to be honest, the only reason why you think you're so cool is because you're surrounded. You're in a small town, maybe, you know? You're in Benoni or you're in Pretoria. But in the bigger scheme of things, you're actually not that great.
Mm. For me, I always try and tell people the things that most people won't tell them. So it's something like, hey, bro, yeah, let me take your side. Your breath smells. Like, do something about your breath. Mm. I'm looking out for you. Yeah. Nobody else will tell. Oh, you have something in your teeth. How many people are out there willing to do stuff like that? You see something awkward about somebody, but you're not willing to help them correct it.
Yes, but you'll make a big deal about the fact that that thing about them is awkward.
Exactly.
But I mean, it's easy. It's a breath test. You just hold your hand.
Sometimes you don't notice, though. Like, sometimes, hey, bro. Like,
yeah. Listen, it's true. Yeah. It's the most brutally honest thing I've ever said to someone. See, but I don't know if it was an objective thing or it was just like you say these things in the heat of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Or like if you're fighting with someone and you say, but you're such a bad person and you've done this and you've done that.
Yeah.
But you may not necessarily mean it. Objectivity is the hardest thing because there's no such thing as the truth.
Yeah, bro.
There is the truth to this moment right now does not exist because the way you recall it, the way I recall it, the way the Secha recalls it, the way St. Peter recalls it is completely different. So what actually happened in the past 5 minutes, nobody will ever really be able to say.
Because there'll be so many different points of view, so many nuggets that some person might take and some others might not. Eh?
It's down to like, I'll notice the microphone over there and you won't notice the microphone over there, and it changes the way we experience it. So objectivity, this is why I struggle with that word.
It's a deep one, bro. But we need to strive for it, even though it's something that seems like a myth, you know?
Why are you sighing now, number 96?
You know, it is. There's no such thing as, objectivity, I'm thinking on a deeper level. A word like accurate, you know? What is an absolute measurement? You know, we talk about absolute science. Absolute science doesn't even exist. If I were to tell you that this, like, you know, what's the length from here to here
on
my iPhone, and I would estimate 5 centimeters. But if I zoom in, it'll probably be like 5.1.
Mm.
If I zoom in even further, it's like 5.1.08.
It's estimation.
It's always an estimate. But the thing is, everything's an estimation. So what is exact?
So then in relationships, you have to estimate. And you have to estimate what's the good, what's the bad, what's going to serve me, what's not going to serve me.
Even when like girls are like, oh my gosh, you don't understand me. I never really will fully understand you.
No one understands themselves. Yeah.
I think the fundamental principle is choice. Now that I think about it, you have to choose the certain things that you're going to accommodate and certain things that you won't accept. As much as we're estimating that this is the type of relationship I want, there is no such thing as the perfect relationship. There is no such thing as the perfect person. But you really need to decide what you're willing to take and what you're willing not to, you know?
There is a devil and there is the better devil. Choose the better devil.
Oh, right.
But sometimes you got to choose the devil and then you realize what the better devil was.
Yeah.
Because you can make mistakes. Like, exactly. This is the thing. I mean, it's, you know, when you think about the idea of, like, divorce.
Yeah.
And you think about, I mean, just as a process that, like, you make the decision to commit to someone. And in that moment, hopefully, surely, you feel an absolute certainty. And then you almost reverse the decision.
Yeah.
Because the estimates were a little bit off.
Mm.
And that must be a hell of a thing to go through.
It's a very deep thing. I think the biggest thing I've learned from life and my personal experience is that don't be so hard on yourself, you know? Mess up. It's okay.
Yeah.
Forgive yourself afterwards. Even if you mess up, learn from the mistake and then forgive yourself, because so many people are caught up in being perfect. And what is perfection? Just forgive yourself and realize the fact that we're all work in progress, and that we're really trying to perfect ourselves in this journey, and we'll never find perfection, but you can try and be the best version of yourself. There's no other person like you out there, so why don't you just be the best Mpiwe out there, or the best Ari out there, or the best Lesego out there? That's the most important thing with this life, I think.
I was actually arguing with a colleague the other day, and I told him that, you know what, you can get married to someone when you're 20, get divorced at 25, get married at 25, get divorced at 35. And you know, you can get married and divorced 3 times.
Yeah.
And I kept telling them that that's okay. And they were like, no, but I mean, it's marriage, you know, you can't seem like you want to do this for now and then back up later. But the thing is, the person that you were at 20 and the person that you are at 30 is not the same. You're not the same as the person that you are at 40.
Yeah.
You're not the same as the person that you are at 50. So if that means that you need to literally get divorced 3 times, and I'm being extreme on purpose, if it means you're going to get divorced 3 times, then that's okay. I don't think anyone's bad. Perhaps people just grow out of life, in inverted commas, but people change is what the bottom line is. And that is simple. It says this, the whole notion of marriage and how it's perfect and nothing will ever break it. You know what? There's how the world should be, and there's how the world is.
Yeah.
And if you can live in the world how the world should be, you'll never progress in how the world is.
It's a deep thing, man. All I have to say is that this is your life. You might as well live it on your terms and run your own race, because there is nobody else like you out there. So just live a large life and the way you want to live it.
I can see the depression in your eyes.
It's just, it's hard. It's always the two of you walk in here and then it's like, now I'm going to sit and cry when I'm brushing my teeth tonight.
It's like an episode of Oprah or something.
Let's wrap it up on a high. Let's wrap it up on a positive note. Turn the car around, go up the hill, positive. Hey, take charge on a Tuesday. Final thoughts, yeah.
Okay, so Lesego, you want to go?
I'll go first. For me, I think it's for everyone that's in a relationship, right? And they're comfortable and they don't want to get out because they think they'll never find somebody else like that. I just say to you that you're better than what you think you are. You are a catch, and I think that you will find somebody that will fit you amazingly. And every time you think about them, the sun will come out and you'll just hear R&B music with Beyonce dancing every single day. Devastation, you will find it. Don't rush it. It will happen. It will happen in its own time, and that's the beauty of it. You don't have to work hard for it.
Yeah. Know who you are. For me, it's know who you are. Value yourself. Realize that you don't need to settle until you find what you want. This is your life. Live it on your terms and live it large.
And that's how you take charge on a Tuesday. That's Simpiwe Petros and Lesego Mapanga there, guys. Thanks so much for stopping by. They're back Thursday between 12 and 1 on another dope edition of Unplugged and In Charge. Nick Hillman on CliffCentral.com.